Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo appointed the Waterfront Flooding Task Force in December 2012 to study and recommend actions in response to severe flooding on the Rondout and Hudson River waterfront from Hurricanes Sandy and Irene and Tropical Storm Lee. He says the following has emerged.
The recommendations position the city for federal, state, foundation, and private sector funding, the potential also to be a model city dealing with issues of the rising sea level. It had educated and engaged the citizenry, the business community, to not only ensure the quality of life and the safety of our community in the waterfront, but also to promote its economic vitality. And hopefully we're optimistic that from this, Albany will pay close attention as the governor and the DEC are looking at the city to be a model city, but that the state will afford a bond initiative to ensure that there's adequate funding for hazard mitigation. Okay, all along the Hudson River.
Environmental group Scenic Hudson co-led the task force with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Steve Rosenberg is senior vice president at Poughkeepsie-based Scenic Hudson.
The goal is not to remove economic activity and public access from the riverfront, but to build it in a way that's more resilient and can respond to increasing storms and storm surge.
He adds,
there are decisions that the city can make, and they're in the middle of a comprehensive plan review process right now, that will both save them from making unwise investments now and enable them to plan more smartly for infrastructure investments in the future and for private property owners as well to make smart investments.
He says revisiting the city's building and zoning codes in light of post-flood information will enable property owners and developers to make better use of resources. Rosenberg and Gallo point out the city is now better positioned to apply for state and federal funding to help with some of the issues raised in the report. For example, notes Gallo,
out of this initiative, you could be eligible for feasibility study money to do a feasibility study of moving the plant, of what should you do to improve the safety and the continued operation of the plant.
He refers to the city's sewage treatment plant, which was heavily damaged from Hurricane Sandy. Aging and vulnerable infrastructure is an issue that plagues several municipalities with sewage treatment plants near the Hudson River. Rosenberg says the task force work for Kingston spawned two other task force efforts that are just getting off the ground, one in Greene County.
Based on the success of this effort, actually, we've just commenced new task force projects in the village of Catskill and the village of Piermont down in Rockland County, both of which are communities that have their futures very heavily tied up in the Hudson River and their relationship with it.
Again, Mayor Gallo.
So I'm very proud that the city of Kingston, okay, is literally leading the way as a paradigm and as a model.
The task force assessed flooding risks and vulnerabilities and prepared general and neighborhood-specific recommendations. Gallo says the public will have the chance to weigh in on the recommendations in January. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.